Nate Peterson up here after a 5-2 Newell Fonda victory. And Nate, congrats. How'd you feel like you were throwing the ball tonight?
I felt like I was throwing a fast fastball, and then in the end I sort of found my curveball and I started throwing that, and they started going for it. So I just kept that.
What have you been especially working on pitching coming into the season? What do you feel has progressed most for you?
My fastball is getting a lot faster, and then I just get him with the mid-slow curve.
12 strikeouts tonight. Is that, I'm not sure if you know off the top of your head, is that a season high, maybe career high?
No, 2 years ago against West Bend, I got 14.
Oh. Well, you had these Rebels hitters off-balanced all night long. And what was your mindset even after Sioux Central took a 2-0 lead there in the third inning?
I just had to keep pitching. Just kept going. And
keep after it. Do what you do. And you rallied back and got the victory. And how'd you feel at the plate tonight? You weren't able to get a hit off of Mac. You reached once on a fielder's choice. How is it facing a pitcher of his caliber?
I didn't keep my weight back at first, and then I finally did on the last one. I popped one up, and then I struck out swinging at a high one, and then I took one to third base as curveball.
Well, you guys have the honor now of being the only team to hand Sioux Central a loss among Twin Lakes Conference games. What does this mean for you going forward? Hopefully a big boost with the tournament time fast approaching.
Just got to keep going. It's just another game, and it's over now, and we just got to get ready for next week.
Well, tell me about that last play to end the game as you shifted out to center field to end the game and caught the game-ending out off the bat of Frankie Perkins toward right center. I thought that might find the gap there, but able to get to it. What did you see off the bat? Did you feel like you read it well?
At first, I thought it was just going to be it was a nice hit, but I thought it was going to be a dropper, and then I saw a little bit more, and I backed up a little bit, and I hustled towards it, and I just caught it.
Great play. Great game. Nate Peterson, great job. Congrats on the win. 5-2 over Sioux Central, and let's turn the headset over to your head coach now, Bo Darrow. And Bo, big, beating Sioux Central, handing them their only conference loss in Twin Lakes play, as they've been getting it done before tonight, finding ways to win games, some close ones as part of the run they've been on, but this one's really good for you.
Yeah, you know, Sioux Central, I mean, obviously having a great year, being undefeated in the conference before this, and Coach Sharn always does a great job there, a guy I respect a lot. So, yeah, it's a big one. I mean, as Nate said, we look at it as just another game. We want to go 1-0 each night, but you can't help but think that it was sort of a big one to help us stay up towards the top a little bit, too, as we come to a close here. So definitely a good one to get tonight.
Fell behind 2-0, but turned things around with that three-run third inning. Took advantage of drawing back-to-back walks to open the inning and then put the ball in play. And if you do that, good things can happen. Got a single, ground out, error, and just like that, you're in the lead.
Yeah, really proud of our guys. We've talked a lot about being persistent and fighting adversity and just being mature in those situations and having our own big inning. You know, and I can't say anything about Mac Pryor that hasn't been said. He's a tremendous pitcher, a tremendous ball player. So I was happy for our guys to show their toughness there and come up with a big inning when we needed it. You know, and just be persistent and battle adversity.
What was your game plan going in against Mac?
Have Nate strike out 21. No, you know, he's a good pitcher. He's got the curveball working most nights. And so, you know, we talked about those things and you know, in our own right, we're a decent hitting team, and so we just wanted to let the game come to us a little bit and not press too much against him and keep the same swing we've had. So, you know, it worked out. Pryor's a tremendous pitcher, you know, and I was happy our guys were able to get it going.
And you struck out 7 times, a number which I'm sure you can live with, and 6 of those were in the first 4 innings, so you did a pretty decent job of putting the ball in play.
Yeah, it's kind of been our thing this year. We put the ball in play, but haven't really consistently done it. So tonight when we were able to get a little rally going, you know, that was big for us. And, you know, the strikeout numbers is a little high, but we'll take it. It worked out, I guess.
Well, comment on your pitchers, if you would. Nate, 6 1/3, and then Cody Voss wrapping it up for you.
Yeah, Nate, I mean, you know, he throws pretty hard. He's a gamer. Nate's a gamer. I'm really happy for him that he had a good game tonight against a great Sioux Central team. You know, Nate did what he usually does, strike some guys out and then let the defense make plays. And then Cody, you know, he's probably one of the most consistent pitchers on the team. He's going to throw strikes, nothing flashy, but get outs when he can, and really happy for those two and the whole team.
Well, now, Bo, you get a few days off before going to a GTRA on Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll need those. GTRA, we got to finish the game up that was...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was paused in the fifth inning due to some weather, so we're down right now there. So we got to bounce back quick on that one.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what lays ahead for the Mustangs. Anything else you want to comment on? You're on the road for your next several games after this before finishing up with a couple at home.
Yeah, we got to pack our lunches and get ready to be road warriors, I guess.
Coach Darrow going to play some JV ball next here. Sioux Central's going to claim at least a share of the conference crown, but it's the Mustangs night tonight, winning 5-2 over the Rebels. Coach Darrow, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.